The European nation of Poland is forming a special task force to investigate any sex trafficking links to the late pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, after files from the FBI show he discussed two Polish girls in an email with a man, Ramzi El-Khoury, while discussing visiting the Caribbean, where Epstein had a private island and where much of his pedophilia allegedly took place. Another email mentions a Polish actress, her name unredacted. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk announced the investigation Tuesday and said the task force will also probe any connections to Russia's KGB, Secret Service, warning Russia could be behind Epstein's child sex abuse scandal. Tusk's comments were translated by France 24.
A growing number of commentators and experts assume that it is highly probable that this was a premeditated operation by the Russian KGB. This so-called honey trap set for the elites of the Western world, primarily the United States. This can only mean that they also possess compromising material against many leaders still active today.
Epstein's Palm Beach estate manager is Polish and was central to the criminal sex trafficking case against Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's one-time partner. The nations of Latvia and Lithuania also said they will open investigations. And there's continued fallout in the United Kingdom. Going beyond sex abuse claims, British police are investigating the UK's former ambassador to the US, Peter Mandelson, for misconduct in public office. Stemming from documents released by the Department of Justice that suggest Mandelson may have shared sensitive British government data with Epstein. Here's UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
In the aftermath of the 08 crash, when most of the government and most of the country was doing its level best to make sure people didn't lose their jobs, their livelihoods and their savings. And at that time, he chose to disclose sensitive secrets to Epstein, almost simultaneously as receiving them.
Other documents show Epstein sent three payments worth $75,000 in total to accounts linked to Mandelson or his partner, now his husband, between the years 2003 and 2004. Mandelson is not accused of any sexual offenses, but revelations his ties to Epstein were much closer than previously disclosed have led to his ouster in the Labour Party. Starmer fired Mandelson in September after emails were published showing he maintained a friendship with Epstein after the late financier's 2008 conviction for sex offenses involving a minor. Here in the U.S., some Democrats are calling for President Donald Trump to testify about his relations to Epstein after former President Democrat Bill Clinton agreed to testify before the House Oversight Committee. Both Clinton and Trump are in the Epstein files, including images of them with females, the faces redacted and ages unknown. Here's Democrat Ted Lieu, who represents Los Angeles in the House.
Donald Trump is in the Epstein files thousands and thousands of times. In those files, there's highly disturbing allegations of Donald Trump raping children, of Donald Trump threatening to kill children. And I'm highly disturbed that Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche just got the law wrong. Yesterday, he said essentially that it is not a crime to party with Jeffrey Epstein. Well, that's actually not correct. If Jeffrey Epstein was human trafficking minors for these sex parties, and you show up and patronize the establishment at that party, yes, you're guilty.
The claims against Trump are unsubstantiated. Lieu also called on Deputy Attorney Todd Blanche to resign after the DOJ's release of 3 million files included the names and faces of Epstein's victims. Bank account and Social Security numbers also in full view. A hearing was canceled Wednesday after victims' attorneys and the Department of Justice reached a deal to protect the identities of nearly 100 women whose lives were allegedly harmed by the released files. Silicon Valley Representative Democrat Ro Khanna blasted the disclosure of victims' identities in the files, while many files redact the names of potential predators. He's calling on the Justice Department to reopen its investigations. He spoke on Democracy Now!
You have some of the most powerful elites in America in technology, in finance, in real estate, in politics, emailing Jeffrey Epstein, asking to go to his island. And many, many of these people owe the American people an explanation, and many of them should be investigated about who was being raped on that island, what they knew, what they did, what they saw.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.